Alaskans for Fair Redistricting released a statement last week calling the redistricting board's amended proclamation plan terrible. Vince Beltrami is the co-chair of AFFR. He says the latest plan could result in the loss of a protected seat in proposed District 38, which pairs urban communities in Fairbanks with rural communities as far out as the Bering Sea coast.
So basically, you'd be disenfranchising the native voting population out in that district and removing the protections that were actually created by the Voting Rights Act.
Beltrami says if the district loses its benchmark seat, the Voting Rights Act will no longer apply in that district and the change would be permanent. Taylor Bickford is the executive director of the Alaska Redistricting Board. He says AFFR has no reason for concern.
We aren't losing a benchmark seat. The plan that the board has drawn protects the same number of Alaska Native districts that exist in the current plan. We tried to make minimal changes, and any claim that we have less districts in this plan than exist in the benchmark is just erroneous.
With the June 1st filing deadline over, Beltrami says he's also concerned about the timeline.
If that map doesn't clear justice, if they were to take the full 60 days, we're talking about the end of July, and then the election is only 3 or 4 weeks after that for the primary. They could possibly still say sorry that we're going to have to do a do-over, and the filing deadline that we had doesn't count, and they'd have to potentially delay the primary, which has been done.
The redistricting board's current plan is still awaiting approval from the Department of Justice. The board sent their most recent plan to the department on May 25th. DOJ has 60 days to consider it.